kind of you say about Tommy and that situation right there to lead you down the field?
Yeah, that's his job. Third game of over 100 quarterback rating. Made good decisions, took care of the ball, used him in the run game. We just keep developing him. He's improving, still got stuff to work on. But, you know, like I said, two, three times last week, I think he's a young player that's, you know, doing the right things, making the most of his opportunity. Earned the right to play today, and he earned the right to play the next week. You know, kid's done a good job.
Dave, that's sort of an adjustment you made at halftime. It seemed like he came out
with the quarterback stuff.
Yeah, with some zone.
Yeah, I'd say we ran more. Yeah, that's something that give Kafka and Bobby Johnson a lot of credit of, you know, the discussion kind of right even before half, leading into it. You know, we hit that one big one where he kind of ran into Wandell. But there was a lot of good discussion on the sideline, in the headset, at halftime, spearheaded by Kafka and Bobby.
I mean, you have the game possibly sealed on Saquon on the long run. I mean, it's right on your sideline. It's just such a crazy
pro football
play. What's that?
Pro football. Things happen. So we had to go make it tough on ourselves, but drive down in 2 minutes with a rookie quarterback, made good decisions, and nail a field goal with a new kicker. But probably like to do it the other way.
Yeah.
What was the conversation like with Tommy, you know, on the last drive, trying to keep his composure and stuff together?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. He keeps his composure. There was really nothing. Here's a couple plays we like. Go out there and rip that. Pretty simple.
Brian, the team looks as though, not Tommy going down the field, but his teammates look like they have a lot of confidence in him. They seem composed, not just Tommy.
Yeah, they do. I'd say really all three phases. The defensive guys do. But again, he's earned that, and he knows we got plenty to work on. He's only started four games, but they do. They see him at practice. He has good practices. He's not afraid to turn it loose. I mean, that flea flicker we ran, what a play by Wandell, who, you know, I know I was getting asked by Wandell last week. I think he played pretty good, too. You know, had a lot of confidence in him. You know, I was one of those where he came off to me after we scored a touchdown. He goes, I know. I short-armed it a little bit. I saw him wide open. He goes, I'll make good decisions. I said, I know you will, man. But he does a good job of seeing it. Again, tough game against a good team. They don't give up a lot of points usually. We did enough. There's still a lot of things we could do better. You know, we had some short fields that we could have capitalized on. You know, as Paul alluded to, we obviously, you know, turned it over there at the end, which, you know, Saquon feels terrible about, you know, and I feel for him. It was a, you know, just kind of a fluke deal where he let it go. But 60-minute game, we knew it would be. You know, they've been a successful team in December. So proud of our guys.
What do you make of being one game out of the final playoff spot?
Yeah, well, we're going to focus on New Orleans. We've got a short week, so the guys are going to get in early. We're gonna just focus on this week, you know, like we always do. It'll be a tough environment down there. You know, they just played a good game, so enjoy this one here for a couple hours and get to work here early. Short a day on preparation.
Tommy won the sack tonight. How much was there an emphasis from the user's legs? If you felt pressure, or, you know, how do you avoid the sacks better tonight?
Well, that's always an emphasis. That's just feeling the pocket. So something we evaluated and looked at. And again, all those, you know, the sacks are, I think I've been asked this, you know, last week too. Sacks are a result of a lot of things. Could be better up front, could be better at quarterback, could be better at getting separation, could be better at blocking protection. But I think he's worked really hard and trusting his feet and taking off when he needs to take off, or trying to find an outlet if he can find an outlet. I thought our scramble rules helped us. You know, we worked hard on those this week. I know you asked a question about doing things a little bit differently. Scramble drill was one of them. We hit Isaiah in the back. You know, Wandell makes a great catch on the sideline. So some of the stuff that you work on, it's good to see come to fruition in a game.
Does a fourth quarter comeback, you know, I mean, that's like a notch that a quarterback gets on his belt. I mean, it's, you know, that's not easy to do.
No, I just say it's a team game. So everybody's responsible. Again, it was a tough opponent. We knew they were going to be a good football team, a tough out. 60-minute game. That's where most of their games have been. And then, you know, to have that swing of events and to be able to, you know, stay focused, locked in. Kafka called a great game, did a great job in 2 minute. You know, it was very similar to a 2 minute situation we had in practice. He was really focused, dialed in, gave him good plays. Tommy executed the plays. He knew him. Wandell made the biggest play, made a great route, created great separation on a bow route there. And then Randy, you know, made the kick, field goal protection. So, but again, it was a good win, but, you know, short week, got a lot of work to do leading up to New Orleans.
What was the plan with Dex tonight? Just obviously on a
pitch count. Yeah.
That wildcat run to Wandell, Saquon, was that part of the play call for him to fake the, like, fake that he had fumbled the handoff? Did you see him do that?
No. Yeah. No.
Did he improv that?
No, it was just the ball handling could have probably been a little bit better. The ball handling, I was like, crap when I saw it, but then he held on to it and then he skirted out there. And then we ran it again later in the game. They did a good job of playing it. They kind of squeezed and moved around, and Saquon just tried to save the play. But that was a big play. You know, it was a good call by Mike.
Dave, speaking of improv, look like Isaiah rolled to his right with Tommy.
Yeah, scramble.
Right,
yeah, scramble rolls.
Yeah,
right, yeah, and look, we did two periods against our defense this week where it was 2 5-play periods. Three of them were just drop back, call the play, but I told DeVito, under no circumstances, throw it on time. Make sure you scramble. And we got to do a good job of it. Our defense has to do a good job against Love when he does it. So it's something we practiced, I'd say, put a high emphasis on this week. And it was two good plays that we made out of it, you know. So guys did a good job of taking things to practice, to taking it to the field.
What does it say about your team? You were 2-8. You won 3 in a row with your backup quarterback. That you're in the playoff hunt, you know, despite starting that way this season.
Well, all we try to do is do our best each week. Prepare as hard as we can to go out there and play as good as we can on game day. Our coaches do it. Our players do it. It's a close-knit group, I'd say, both coaches and players. Tough league. Again, talked about it, I don't know how many times, last year, this year. It's a league of adversity. So you got to be able to weather storms with a positive mindset, with good solutions, with great focus, intensity, passion, competitiveness, all the things that you need to try to be a competitive team. That's all we focus on. Certainly results are not always what you want, but you believe in your process and you go out there and try to keep improving.
You brought the playoffs up. Sorry, one more. You brought the playoffs up this week to your players. Did you bring it up to them in there?
Yeah, what I say to the players will stay in house. We'll get ready to play New Orleans.
Brian, can you appreciate, though, the uniqueness of what Tommy's doing? Because, I mean, we see first-round picks, second-round picks who can't do this. We see big free agent signings who can't do this.
Yeah, I don't really worry about free agents, where they're picked, when they're picked. That doesn't matter to me. We have a philosophy on how we teach our quarterbacks. He's bought in. He's worked really hard. Look, he's 4 games in, too. So, you know, I know he's had 3 pretty good games, good decisions. He'll be the first to say that he's got a lot of work on. I appreciate how he handles himself. I appreciate how he is during the week. I appreciate, you know, when guys are leaving, he's in the meeting rooms and meet with Shea and Kafka, you know, for quite some time, the way he's handling it. And I know it's probably not easy for him, being that he's from around here. You know, I kind of know how that goes. So there's a lot on your plate that's going on, and you got to keep the main thing, which is football. And again, we've had 4 games with him. I'm proud of him. You know, he's put a lot of work in since he's got here, since the first day he, you know, was working out in the local pro day. But he spent a lot of time in the meeting rooms. He's earning what he's getting. But again, we got a long way to go. I know first round, free agent, that again, we have a way we teach our quarterbacks. You know, we believe in it. We try to put them in the best position, but they ultimately have to go out there and do it and do it at a high level. And I'm not really worried about 300-yard passing games or this or that. His objective is to take care of the ball and lead the team down to score points, regardless of the quarter, and play your best when it counts the most. And the only way you do that is through your preparation, your hard work. And again, I think Shea and Kafka, and, you know, I think they do a really good job of developing quarterbacks. So time will tell. You know, we'll have a tough one this week against a really good defense.